deadlier than a storm. He lives by the bullet, for every showdown could be his last, but it never is. His legend is written in gunpowder and blood, every shot echoing through history. In a world where a heartbeat can cost you everything, he's always a step ahead of death. DJ Outlaw.
Good afternoon. It is currently 3:08. I'm your host, DJ Outlaw, better known as Navy Seaman Jacob Hart. Don't forget to go on over to our Facebook or Instagram and answer our question of the day: what's your favorite holiday dish? And today in the studio, we have Health Promotion and Wellness with us. And how are you guys doing?
Doing very good.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Would you mind introducing yourselves for us?
Okay, I'll go first. I'm Giuseppe Licari, the coordinator over Health Promotion and Wellness of the hospital. And I have here my subject matter expert for the topic of the month.
And what is the topic of the month?
The topic of the month is National Drunk Driving Prevention. And December is that month of the year.
All right, and we are going to delve into that a lot more after this break. Stay tuned. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. Welcome back to the studio. I am here with Chief Philidor and Mr. Giuseppe and all things health promotion. We're going to be talking about drinking and driving as it's their national topic of the month. What have you got for us, Chief?
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Chief Philidor, happy to be here. Thank you for having us. I am one of two Navy drug and alcohol counselors on base here at Sigonella, and we're located over at the Flightline Clinic of the Naval Hospital and NAS2. What we do over at the SARP Clinic is we help treat, refer, and provide resources for sailors that have issues with alcohol use. And that could include incidents. It could also include referrals for a person to reach out to the hospital saying they have an issue and they want to self-refer, or command referrals.
That sounds like a wonderful program. Does that have anything to do with the Arrive Alive program?
Great question. The Arrive Alive program is a program that is instituted by the command, NAS Sigonella, and it's a great resource where sailors, if they don't have a backup plan and they're caught out there without any resources or money, they could always use the CDO and the Arrive Alive program to get back. There are stipulations on how to pay that back or what that looks like, but it's definitely a great option. If you don't have any other options, please use it.
Okay, and so the Arrive Alive program is a command-centraled one, and the SARP is Navy-wide?
SARP is Navy-wide, and it's at every medical treatment facility. All of the hospitals have them, and the branch clinics do as well. Oftentimes have SARP counselors there.
Okay, and what kind of personnel and incidents have we had around here that make the drug and alcohol, the drinking and driving, such a important thing to talk about today?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking it. No, it's an important thing at this command, as it is everywhere, to make sure that we're safe. Safety is paramount. People are going to drink. The Navy understands that. It's not a zero tolerance policy against alcohol, as it is with drugs. However, we want to make sure that we do it in moderation, responsibly, and safely. So the type of incidents that we've screened here are anywhere from DUIs to car accidents. And so safety is paramount always. And then we also screen sailors who are just drinking too much, too often, in large amounts. So we screen them to get them to the right resources and support.
And is the goal of this program to help sailors to nip the problem in the bud before they suffer the consequences?
Absolutely. So I'm glad you brought that up. The program is meant to help. The program is not meant to end someone's career or cause administrative repercussions. Now, if an incident occurs, that's a different story. But for the most part, we're here to just help. We're part of the hospital. We're not part of the administrative team. So we're here to just provide the resources and treat.
All right. Thank you, Chief. We're going to have some more information for you after this break. Stay tuned. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. Welcome back to the studio, and whether it's one shot, two shot, or a Long Island iced tea, Chief Philidor is going to talk to you about drinks and their alcohol content.
Awesome. Thank you, DJ Outlaw. Yes, so one of the biggest things we see when we're screening sailors is that they don't calculate their alcohol consumption because they assume that every drink is the same amount, or one drink is one drink, but that could be deceiving. So if I have one 12-ounce can of beer, 5%, not the strong ones that have more alcohol content than them, then that's one standard drink. Same thing with a regular pour of wine or a 1.5-ounce shot of alcohol. However, if you have a Long Island iced tea, DJ Chance, or DJ Outlaw, how many shots do you think that is?
Well, I'm going to say probably 3 or 4.
Boom. Absolutely. 4 shots in a Long Island iced tea and 3 shots in a margarita. There are drinks out there that are designed to get people intoxicated fast, like AMFs or et cetera. So sometimes I talk to sailors and say that I had 2 drinks, but they really had 8 shots, which is the equivalent of 8 standard drinks. And when you're calculating it that way, it's easy to make irresponsible decisions after that.
I mean, that makes sense. It's like showing up to a bonfire and you got a 30 rack or a full bottle. And
absolutely. Yeah. 30 rack is, I think you're referring to 30 cans of beer.
Yep.
You know, which I'm hoping that you're sharing with all of your friends here across the base. We want folks to stick to a responsible plan, right? And 3 or less within one event, one night, one outing is a good rule of thumb. 1 an hour. And 0 if you're under the age, which, by the way, if fun fact, if you're under 21 out here in Italy, or you've driven for less than 3 years, no matter your age, if you're driven for less than 3 years, you have to have a 0.00 BAC. So you cannot drink and drive unless you have 3 years of driving experience in under Italian law. Okay, so that's important to consider as well.
Okay, and what is the blood alcohol percentage if you're past all those parameters of age, everything else?
Great question. So 0.05 is the legal limit out in town. So if you're driving out in town, first of all, I don't encourage drinking and driving. However, just know that the limit is 0.05, and that's about 2.5 drinks. So if you have more than that and you get behind the wheel of a car without letting some time pass, then you're probably over the legal limit. Unfortunately, I do screen a lot of sailors, airmen, Marines, and NATO forces on base that don't know that, and they're getting caught up by the Carabinieri or the police coming on base. Ooh. So please be careful.
Yeah, that's not something you want to do either. Looking at the drink, like blood alcohol percentage on drinks, what does it look like for somebody that's going out and having a glass of wine? Is that going to put them over that 0.05, or is it going to be the equivalent of like 2 beers? What's a numbers game here?
Great question. So depends on the pour. 4 to 5 ounces, you're having 1 glass of wine. Sometimes establishments pour way more than that. So you might think that you're having 1 glass of wine, but it's really a lot more. So if it's a normal pour of 4 to 5 ounces, then you're having 1 standard drink, and that's going to take you up to about 0.02. So if you do the math, 0.02 plus 0.02 is 0.04, and you're right on the limit there of the 0.05 that you asked about. So about 2 to answer your question.
Okay, thank you. I need that for my own personal reference right here. I like to go out in town and have a glass of dinner, but I don't ever want to get caught up on my way back into Marinette.
Absolutely, and don't drink and drive. That's my recommendation.
All right, you've got it right here. Thank you, and stay tuned to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. Welcome back to the studio. I'm your host, DJ Outlaw, better known as Navy Seaman Jacob Hart. I'm here with the Navy Drug and Alcohol Counselors from the Naval Hospital Sigonella, Chief Philidor and Mr. Giuseppe. Chief, what do you have for us on this last segment?
Thank you, DJ Outlaw. I really appreciate having the opportunity to talk on the radio. I just wanted to say to all you folks out there, holidays are a great, awesome time to celebrate. Just please make sure you're doing so responsibly and have a plan, a designated driver when you're headed back home. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Chief. All right, Mr. Giuseppe, what have you got for us today?
Wasn't that great?
That was fantastic.
That's great. It's important from our standpoint as health promotion that we all understand that healthy lifestyle is not about, you know, not having fun, all 100%, you know, eating healthy, 100%, you know, not even have a glass of wine. We usually follow what we define the 80-20 rule. 80% of the time, eat healthy. Make healthy choices when it comes to, you know, your fitness. Drink healthy drinks at the same time. 20% of the time, you can enjoy some fun food, some fun drinks, but do it responsibly. That's why I wanted Chief Philidor to be here with us today to make sure that everyone understands what safe means, right? Sometimes we just underestimate what a drink can do to you. So as Chief Philidor was said, I'm really grateful for him to come here. Have a plan. That's big. That's huge. If you don't feel you can, if you don't know, you know, the amount of drinks, the amount of alcohol, just make sure someone else is there to take you home. Simple. As simple as that. Don't even run the risk to be over that 0.5 we spoke about, right?
It's not worth it.
No, it is not. We want to have fun. Holidays are about fun. So please, please make, you know, conscious choices during these holidays. Then, if that's okay with you, I have some classes to promote, you know, to enjoy not only the rest of the year, but also to start off your new year with good stuff to do. For the month of January, Health Promotion is offering two different nutrition classes. One is the, you know, the DOD weight management class, Ship Shape, started on January the 9th on NAS1 over in Midtown NWR classroom, just first floor. It's going to be a four-week class. It's going to be on Thursdays at 3 p.m. So all the active duty members are encouraged to come if they feel they need support when it comes to nutrition and weight management. Then we have a different class, kind of more geared towards our family members, our civilians, even though it's open to everyone, is what we call Fuel and Fit. It's a four-week course, but this time we're going to have only 30 minutes of, you know, some nutrition chat and then a fitness class. So we're going to combine education about nutrition and weight management plus some good group workout altogether.
Is there any kind of obligation once you've signed up for these classes?
No, really, no obligation there. When it comes to Ship Shape, of course, there's going to be like, it's a hospital course, so it's like a hospital encounter.
Okay.
The other one, Fuel and Fit, is more of a fun activity. So, you, of course, you got to sign up for that. So, to make sure we just set up the classroom in a way that's conducive to, you know, the course and the curriculum, but no real obligation there. The goal here is to promote, again, both fitness, good fitness, and good education about, you know, a healthy lifestyle and nutrition in general. Then we have a work-life balance workshop on January the 22nd. We're going to have Mr. Richard Grace, we were talking about before, who's going to lead this class. 1100, January 22nd, again, NAS1 Midtown Classroom.
Okay.
This is important because, you know, you guys, active duty members in particular, have important requirements when it comes to your mission, right? So the importance of your work and mission may sometimes go, in a way, over and beyond your ability to take care of yourself. So in this class, Mr. Richard Graves is going to teach you how to find that balance between your mission and the need of taking care of your personal life. So encourage everyone to come to this class and sign up for that. Then we're going to offer a fitness challenge. It's going to be a step challenge. We need to figure out a few rules when it comes to that and a few things upcoming for the rest of the month. I just encourage everyone to go to the hospital Facebook page, the hospital Instagram page, and the Health Promotion Facebook group. We're going to put all our events there. So please come and join us. Be there. You're going to learn a lot of stuff. You're going to have fun and understand why healthy lifestyle is just about happiness.
And that's the truth of it. You feel happy and you're going to have a better life.
That's it. For sure.
All right. Thank you for coming.
All right. Thank you for having us.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
The only thing I would like to add is happy holidays to all the Sigonellans, as we call it, to all the active duty members, the family members, the civilians, the local nation. Enjoy your holidays in a safe way.
All right. You heard it here on 105.9 AFN Sigonella.